Clean water is an important part of maintaining good health, so it may seem odd to us today that thousands of people once drank some of the nastiest smelling water on Earth, all in an effort to promote better health. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Sandy Woodward explains, much of what is found in French Lick, Indiana today is due to one small but mighty spot of water.
The Pluto Spring was the most prolific here on the French Lick property, and it's the one surviving spring here in the valley today.
Thousands of people with a variety of ailments found their way here.
Guests here at the hotel would talk to a physician, describe their illnesses and ailments, and he would give them essentially a prescription for how much water they were going to get to drink, because drinking the mineral water was the true cure.
Everyone used the same set of cups on long handles to dip a drink from the spring. They went back to their room and then quickly found an outhouse, as the sulfuric mineral water was a very powerful laxative.
Back in the day, travel was more difficult. Most people came here by train, and the minimum stay, they said, if you were here for the cure, was sometimes 10 to 14 days, with an average being closer to a month or more at a time.
Today, two major resort hotels remain from those early days.
In the early 1900s, in the mile that separates these two, there were 17 other smaller hotels here, anywhere from 25 to 75 rooms, and also 13 casinos here that operated for over 50 years before gambling was ever legal here in Indiana.
And the gaming had an ever-changing and sometimes odd set of rules surrounding it.
The one caveat that I've always heard about that always amazed me was, if you were a local person, you could work in the casino, but they never allowed you to gamble in them.
Although people usually don't drink the mineral water today, the resorts remain, and the history is rich in this Hoosier town. Traveling the countryside in French Lick, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.